Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 260, and I am your host, GPD, coming at you from Tokyo, Japan. And of course, Wombat is coming in your general direction from Massapequa, Long Island.
That sounded so vulgar.
I know. And by general direction, I meant a tissue. That's not vulgar.
No, that's not vulgar. It's actually very polite.
Yes. Shipwreck, what say you?
I'm here. I'm not coming at anybody.
Good.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Keep your DNA to yourself. You don't want that. Welcome to the show. We took the week off last week. I forgot why, actually. Oh, Ty was home like 3 days last week. I don't know.
Yeah, it was you told us we couldn't do a show. It was you.
It was my fault. But we had a really good streak going there for a long time. I mean, we hadn't missed a show in for like forever.
And then you blew it.
And then I blew it. Just like my kill streaks in Modern Warfare 3. I get I get killed. But we're going to be talking about Modern Warfare 3. See what I did there?
That was a nice teaser.
Thank you. And also Skyrim. Right, Ship? You've been playing a little Skyrim, maybe?
I have. My schedule's been pretty tight, but I've managed to get about 40 hours in the Skyrim so far.
Did you finish it?
No.
No. God, no.
Will I don't you feel like I've done anything, but
will
we'll
you finish it before you write a review?
No.
Because you don't want to finish it.
Exactly. It's the type of game that I want to enjoy, and I feel that I've played 40 hours of it. I can judge whether or not it's good or not.
Right, whether it's worth a recommendation. I understand. Also, we're going to talk about Batman Arkham City and other new releases and all kinds of fun stuff. Wait, I have a very good, quick story to tell you.
Oh, maybe, I can't wait.
Maybe you can relate to it, Wombat. I bet you can. Shipwreck, not so much, because he's asexual.
Gotcha.
No, I'm just kidding.
Is it about having sex in a fast food restaurant bathroom? Because I can totally relate to that situation.
No. What are you, Humpty Hump?
Yes.
Thank you. Uh-huh. So you ever go on Facebook and look up like your old girlfriends, or not even old girlfriends, but maybe girls that in your younger days you had a crush on? Or
this
perhaps
is all Wombat does.
Yeah, pretty much. Shipwreck knows all about this, as does my wife, in full disclosure.
You spend a lot of time doing this?
Well, not a lot of time, but I tend to be friends with a lot of my exes.
Oh, you're not just stalking them. You actually send the friend request.
Yeah.
Or is that so you can get access to their pictures?
To find out what I'm not missing, yes.
Right, that's usually the case. And
yeah, it is, yeah.
And also, maybe you do it to girls who somewhat maybe rejected you. I don't know. Have you ever been rejected in the past?
I have had my fair share of rejection. Thank you for bringing that up. I feel really good about myself now.
I had something awesome happen. So I had a reverse Facebook stalker happen. Not stalker, but Facebook interest. I was contacted from a girl who completely rejected me when I was, I don't know, how old was I? 22, maybe, around there. Like, at my first job out of college, there was a girl who was, you know, very attractive. And she was actually very cool, too. She played video games. She was very fun, down to earth, and totally rejected me, you know, when I made my awkward advances. So I got a message on Facebook the other day from her. And she actually like wanted to talk to me, and I, you know, we spoke for a while, and she told me how she married the guy that she was dating at the time when I was trying to get in there, and they had a kid, but the guy was like a real schlub, and they wound up getting divorced, and you know, she Googled me, and she found my whole cheap ass gamer empire, and she saw the C-list internet celebrity that I am. And I could tell, like, in her voice, she had that, like, boy, I made the wrong decision, you know, I really took the wrong path. I should have went with the cheapster. And it was a very unusual feeling for me. I felt bad for her, actually. I was like, yeah, you know, you should have, you know, too bad. But, that will probably never happen again. So I felt like I needed to share that. But she actually said, like, she's like, wow, you're so successful. I see all what you've done. And, You know, and you could tell, I think she actually said, I made the wrong choice. Like, I think she literally said that. Unless
that's,
I imagine.
That's creepy, though.
That is a little creepy. You actually spoke to her,
I spoke to her over Skype.
Oh, that's interesting. No, I've never actually spoken to any of my exes. I've like done the occasional chat, like, hey, your kids are adorable. That's about as, you know.
No. She told me how she's divorced and the guy that she married an artist. And basically the artist big mistake. The artist was basically living off her. And she eventually had enough. And, you know, now they're divorced. And she just, you know, she Googled me and she saw me in all my glory. You know, the legions of fans, the popular nerdy podcast.
This is bumming me out.
Yeah, why? I'm a little, yeah, it's a little depressing.
Why? For her,
I feel bad for her.
Right, yeah. I felt bad too, actually. I wasn't gloating like I am now. I did feel bad. I was like, oh, man. If you're jealous of me, then you really you really should be depressed. But that will never happen again, so I needed to share that my moment of glory and somewhat sadness with everybody. But anyway, that's my thug life contribution. That's how you know you're living the thug life, when girls that you rejected you in the past come out of the woodwork.
Well, it's a much better story. I was just going to say that I saw the Green Lantern movie finally, but it doesn't quite match up to that.
To that, no. Green Lantern, I thought was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it was all right. Did you dress up while you watched it, Wombat?
Well, I dress up as Green Lantern around the house anyway.
Right, with dress shoes. I've seen the Halloween costume.
Exactly.
It's so a Green Lantern t-shirt, a mask, and black dress shoes.
That's it. It's a good costume.
Yes.
It's a classic. But anyway, it was all right.
I needed one more big fight scene with him as Green Lantern kicking everyone's ass.
I don't think Parallax was the correct villain for that movie.
Have you seen the toy that they made of that? It's got to be the worst toy. Like, I just feel sorry for the kids that open up their birthday present and they have this big orange, like, just cheap plastic thing that they're supposed to somehow play with.
A big wall. It's just a wall of plastic.
It's okay. Nobody bought it.
Yeah, it's true too.
You can be sure.
Yeah, I also saw The Captains, which is the documentary that William Shatner wrote, starred in, and produced, and directed, that has him interviewing everyone that's ever been a captain in any Star Trek TV show.
Really?
Yeah, and it's on Netflix Instant Watch right now, and it was really interesting. And I actually learned a lot about William Shatner that I never knew before.
Not from the movies, though, right?
Well, the
like
movies
no Patrick
also.
Stewart.
Oh no, they did. He interviews Patrick Stewart, and he also interviews Chris Pine. So yes, the movies too.
What about George Takei? Because George Takei became a captain.
He only interviews like real captains.
People that will talk to him. You mean?
No, he interviews Janeway, and he interviews Avery Brooks, who I. You know, it's funny. I actually watched Deep Space Sisko. That was his name. Avery Brooks is now crazy, by the way. Avery, yeah, do you know who Avery Brooks is?
Yeah, though he's a black guy from Deep Space Nine.
And Spencer for Hire. He was Hawk in Spencer for Hire. That show was awesome too. But it's a really good documentary. It's on Netflix Instant Watch now. It's definitely worth your time. It's, you know, only 90 minutes long. So I recommend it. Check it out.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
I recommend having girls that rejected you call you.
Yeah, I don't recommend that.
No, it's good.
What did your wife think?
I just, you know what, it took a while. I forgot to tell her, and I told her. And
Of course you forgot.
Well, no, I mean, I thought it made me look good. I was like, hey, look, you got a catch, baby. We got girls coming out of the woodwork saying they want to, you know, they made the wrong choice in life.
And then she told you to do the laundry?
Right. Yeah, I think she was somewhat impressed. She's like, you got rejected? I can't believe it. No, she knows. So that was good. I hope she listens to this show and can figure out how awesome I am. Anyway, let's move on because we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Maybe some show feedback from 2 weeks ago.
Yes, from 2 weeks ago. No names this week.
Why? You really put in the effort.
Yep, no names this week. No, it's intentional.
Oh, it is?
Yep, here's the show feedback from Anonymous User 1.
Okay.
Can you get rid of Wombat? The show is better with just Cheapy and Chip. From Anonymous User 2. Wombat is a big fat douche. His jokes are weak sauce. His higher than thou attitude sucks. Hell, even Cheapy D was getting tired of his bullshit last CADcast. Anonymous user number 3. We should start a petition to get Wombat off the show. Everyone, when you comment at the end of your own comment, type Wombat must die.
Hashtag.
Hashtag Wombat. That's true.
These are all from different people, really? In the
these
show
are
thread?
All from different people in the show thread. Anonymous user number 4. A big thank you goes out to Shipwreck for making this an extra special edition of podcast as I search for his audible sighs at Wombat's bad jokes. The first one is at 1 minute and 46 seconds.
Sorry, Wombat.
It's what amuses me is that everyone assumes that you two hate all of my jokes.
I don't even hear them anymore. Like I said last
time. That's very nice of you.
I hear the good ones. I hear the good ones, and I just, you know, the bad ones, I somehow, they just go, you know, right over my head.
I'll stop telling jokes.
Stop telling the bad ones.
I figure I'll just stop. I'm going to go all straight ahead serious this episode.
I don't believe it.
Serious Wombat. That's my new name.
You can't help it.
Serious Wombat. Straight as an arrow.
I don't know about that.
Right.
I'm going to be like the new Shipwreck. Serious Wombat.
Yes.
What's the new Shipwreck? Oh, you're going to be like Shipwreck, you're saying?
Yeah, I'm the new Shipwreck.
Makes jokes. What are you talking about?
Not in the 100-some-odd episodes he's been on my podcast.
See, that was a joke.
I think
right
just
there.
Our
no,
definition
that's me
of
being
jokes
serious.
Is right different.
Right, I understand.
We cater to different crowds.
Right. Wombat is more punny. Shipwreck is more something else. That's not puns. Deep intellectual humor. Is that it?
No,
is that
I've got new releases.
I don't think that's it at all.
All right. Let's move on to the new releases because
are we going to get in a fight? Is that what's going to happen here?
Kazoo. Everyone, can we all say kazoo together? You still there, Wombat?
I'm still here. I'm being serious.
No. I was surprised. I thought that you actually made up those negative comments.
No, I did not make up those negative comments. They are all 4 real comments from 4 real users.
How does that make you feel when you read those comments?
Not very good.
So why'd you bring them up again for the show? I would think you just would, you know, pick something
because,
else.
Because I think people post them thinking that no one pays attention to the negative comments. And I wanted to highlight that. And you know, you like to point out every week how I only say good things about myself.
Okay. I like the negative comments. I think they're more interesting than the positive comments.
Oh, they're definitely more interesting. But when they're all about you, it's not necessarily
right
most.
That's why,
you
know, I don't read the comments.
No one
that
says
one had my name in it,
you.
And Cheapy's name was mentioned a couple of times.
Right.
Yes, about how you both hate me.
I will go on record right now saying that I like Wombat.
I'm thank okay you with Wombat, too.
Okay. There was actually a comment on I had for the CAG bag here. Where is that one? It said that I should replace. They hate both of you. Oh, this is from Swad 907. He says Ship and Wombat are really bringing down the show. It's like listening to an accountant. You need to get a girl on there.
But maybe we have Shipwreck.
Another girl. Shipwreck's not. Oh. Like, maybe you could both talk in higher pitch voices. Would that work?
Is that possible for Wombat?
Nice. You know, it's funny. I was going to make the same joke about myself, but Serious Wombat, no joke.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, why is bringing a girl on the answer? I can understand if you think that Wombat and Shipwreck are like accountants. I mean, I don't agree, but okay, that's
I like
criticism.
Math. I like math. I'm
I know
okay
you like
that
math, but why would a girl be more interesting? Because she's a girl?
Sex appeal.
But
we don't
you
have enough sex appeal
her
on this podcast.
You can't really masturbate to this show.
I'm rubbing my nipple
right
now.
I've tried.
Right. Hold on. I'm going to rub my nipple on the microphone right now. Is that sexy?
It's not bad.
Mm. I have a semi.
I think, I don't know. I feel like bringing a girl onto the show is sort of a cop-out. Unless the girl has a lot of video game knowledge and happens to be very good. But just to say bring a girl on the show, that seems silly.
What about that divorcee mother of a single mother? She might need a...
She knows something about video games, I think. I remember she liked to play Monopoly on Sega Genesis.
Well, that makes her an expert.
She's an expert.
She knows more than I do.
She likes me.
I think getting her on the show would really help your relationship with your wife.
Why? Well, my wife doesn't listen to the show. She doesn't care. I'm not going anywhere. But I think it would help. She could just talk about how, you know, how awkward I was trying to bed her. But yeah, now that it doesn't mean anything, now she's coming around. Now that it makes no difference.
Did you try the I Have Good Morning Vietnam on VHS tape pickup line?
That, no, I didn't know that. I'm not aware of that pickup line.
Oh, you should try that. It totally works.
It does?
At least it worked for me when I was a freshman in college.
Dave, that was a hot movie?
That was a hot movie.
Oh. I just said I have weed.
That works too.
Right. It didn't work that much, actually. They would just smoke the weed and then leave.
Sorry to hear it.
All right. Where are we here? New releases? Is that where we are?
I think so.
Okay. Good. There's a lot.
There is a lot. Should we start with the one that matters?
Big League Sports?
That's the one.
No. Which was Skyrim? Should we go right to Skyrim?
Let's go to Skyrim.
Should we get the Skyrim jobs out of the way?
I think you just did.
Really? I mean, the bad jokes, but you could say Skyrim job on the show.
How many podcasts do you think are going to name their episode some variation of Skyrim job? Or that's
none.
Too lowbrow. Nobody would
do that.
I would not do that.
So what do you guys want to know about Skyrim?
Okay, well.
On a scale of 1 to awesome, how awesome is it?
No, seriously. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being has exceeded your expectations in every way, and 1 being a crushing disappointment, where would you rate Skyrim?
Very close to a 10.
Like a 9.8?
Yes, it's excellent.
It is excellent as in exceeded your expectations.
Yeah, I think so. I think, it's a lot like Oblivion, and I really liked Oblivion.
So, what are the major improvements over Oblivion?
Obviously, it looks a lot better, particularly the character models that you talk to. They look like people now, or
looks like Mass
look
Effect.
More realistic cat people. Mm-hmm. They don't look quite as good as Mass Effect, I don't think, but I think that's more of an art direction rather than like an actual graphics issue.
Right. Okay.
The inventory system is much improved. I know we talked about this when we saw it at E3, but having spent, like I said, 40 hours messing around with the game now, it feels like they've looked at what Apple does with the iOS interface and kind of done something similar with how they get into your maps and your inventory and everything. Like, you don't even have to hit buttons for most stuff. Like, you hit B to bring up your just overall menu. And then from there, you can just hit the thumbstick to the right to select all your items, or you hit it down to select the map, or left to go to your magic, or up to go to your skills. And it just takes you there. And then you can just thumb down through with the analog stick. And then when you want to select something, you can actually hit a button. But it's speedy. You can set up favorites, where then when you're in a fight, you can just hit the D-pad and it pauses the game. And then you select what you want, like a different spell or a different weapon. And then you hit the D-pad again, I think, or maybe hit the B button. But you're right back into the game.
How did that work in the last game? I don't even remember. Did it pause the combat?
I think it was just that, you had to go hit the back button and, you know,
go into the menu.
Yeah.
That's cool. So that sounds like a big improvement. What about the combat? Is it wonky still?
It's similar to what you would expect in Oblivion. I play as an archer mainly.
Okay, so that's a lot of first-person shooting action right there.
Yeah, so I play as an archer. I'm also really into stealth and thievery. So
you're Robin Hood.
Yeah, I'm Robin Hood, basically. Who doesn't want to be Robin Hood? That's good. I've also watched my wife play, and she's much more into this, just hitting people with swords. So I've watched about 30 hours of that, too.
Two different games going?
Yeah, we have two different games going, obviously. Like, we both love this series. Mm-hmm. But it's just the quest. You can pile up a lot of quests in this game. I think I have 55 active quests going on right now. And that
Wombat,
ranges...
your life is over, Wombat. When everything I hear, I just interpret as Wombat is just going to be playing this game until the end of time.
I kind of want to be. Did you read that article on, where was it? It was on Joystick. How there really is an unlimited amount of quests.
Yeah, I read that and I thought the same thing. I was like, wow, Wombat's going to have a lot of quests.
It's pretty crazy. Did you read the comments on that article where people were complaining about it?
On Joystick?
Yeah.
They didn't, with too many quests.
Yeah. Like, people, why are you complaining about awesome?
Right. Joystick commenters are very interesting.
But yeah, that's a good way to put
it. I don't want to get off topic, though.
No, let's talk more about Skyrim, although I don't really want to talk.
So the first person aiming, is it the same? I feel like the first person aiming, like for the spells and stuff in Oblivion was, you know, it wasn't, as, it definitely felt, didn't feel like a quality first person shooter. It didn't aim that well.
I think this aims well. Okay, it's better. It's been a while since I've played Oblivion, probably two or three years at this point. But I don't have any problems hitting people with my bow and arrow or shooting them with a fireball or something like that. But yeah, there's a ton of quests. Just about anybody in any of the towns or even somebody you just find walking around, chances are they have something for you to do.
What's your character's name?
My character's name? I think it's just Shipwreck.
You named your character Shipwreck?
Very creative.
I wanted to play the game. I don't sit there and come up with names for the characters.
How about Shipador or something like that?
That is the worst name I've ever heard in my life.
Shipek.
Just stop.
Shiphood?
Skyrim job?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. My first character I always name after Shipwreck or Boat Crash or whatever I can fit in there.
I see.
I do the same thing.
You do? I don't do that. I like to give him a name that's more in tune with the world that he's in. Like,
no, when I play the game the first time, I always do it as a heroic male named Wombat. And then when I play the game a second time, I usually play it as an evil woman named after my wife.
How does she feel about that?
She usually does the eye roll, sigh, have fun with that. But then she'll sit for 15 minutes and make sure that I design the character properly if I'm going to name it after her. So, yeah.
She's not evil enough. More evil.
Exactly.
That's cool. So what other questions do I have about Oblivion? I mean,
there's dragons now.
I've seen the dragons.
Lots of dragons, I've heard. Are there lots of dragons?
There's a lot of dragons.
Too many dragons?
I don't think there's too many dragons so far. Like, whenever I see one, as soon as you see one, this music starts playing. And there's like this chorus and everything that goes that starts calling out the Dovahkiin.
Dragon.
Yeah, so every time I hear that, I get excited and I run over and kill the dragon. Because there's benefits to doing that. You learn these certain amount of spells by collecting dragon souls. Also new, they got rid of the – remember that little speech mini game that was in Oblivion? Like anytime you wanted to charm somebody or whatever, you went there was like a wheel that spun around. And you had to like kind of do some math on the fly to figure out what your best chance of improving was.
Boy, I don't remember that at all.
It was in there. It was pretty big if you were going to up your speech.
You could also just use a spell to make everyone like you.
That's what I did.
Yeah, me too.
I had the super charm spell or whatever.
That's gone completely. I don't think – like there's a lot of RPG in this game, so you don't have to worry about them watering down the RPG. But they've streamlined things that were kind of cumbersome. Like you no longer have to pick all that stuff at the beginning of the game, all your different classes and birth signs and all that stuff that you really had no idea what you were doing because you just started playing the game anyways.
Right.
So this time around, you just – you pick your character type, whatever race you want to be. And I think maybe I picked that I wanted like some points in archery or whatever. But then you're out in the world. Like it's very quick. There's not a lot of waiting around to get the game started.
Do you okay, go ahead, Wombat.
I was going to say, the weakest point of Oblivion was definitely the Oblivion Gates. Is there anything similar to that in Skyrim, or did they kind of scrap that altogether?
I think they've scrapped that altogether. I've played for 40 hours. Granted, I'm only about maybe seven missions into the main story. because I do so much stuff on the periphery, and I do all these miscellaneous quests, but nothing like an Oblivion Gate.
Actually, I just Googled it, and it looks like there are some special jobs at the end of the game. Do you know what they're called?
Hand, blow, and foot?
Skyrim jobs.
Oh.
Come on.
You said multiple. I think those would all be Skyrim jobs.
Right. All right.
The dungeons are much better this time around, too. There's like some... doesn't get to like a Zelda extent, but there's some puzzle elements in them now. So it's kind of fun to get past, whether it's just little traps or getting an item that tells you what order to flip switches in and that type of stuff. So
I'm excited.
It's a great game.
I'm excited. How's like the loading and saving and shit like that?
Oh, that's a good question.
Auto saves kind of suck. I've lost probably, I don't know, what seems like 10 or 15 minutes of playtime several times. So you want to, I mean,
why?
You can manually
because you
save.
Because you didn't manually save?
Yeah. Mean? Yeah. Because it seems to me like it could pick out better places to autosave. Like it does it automatically over so much time, I guess. And anytime you fast travel, I think it autosaves. But I'm not even sure on that because I swear that I've fast traveled a few times.
Wasn't it anytime that you went through a door in the last one? Or am
it
I
still does that somewhat. Okay. But some doors, it doesn't do that. Like,
and there's no quick save button.
No, there. Well, you go into the menu and do a quick save.
Right.
You can save anywhere, but it's just, it kind of takes you out of the experience if you have to go in and save every time.
What about loading times?
After the initial load, it loads perfectly fine. Like you're going to sit there if you fast travel between places for, I don't know, 10 or 15 seconds maybe at most.
All right. That's cool. Wow. Are you drooling, Wombat?
I kind of can't wait. I was even talking about it with a coworker this week, and we were
a gay coworker.
That's pretty much all of them.
Those are the best kind.
They are. So what? He's a big WoW player. So and wow. He had never heard of Elder Scrolls at all. Mm-hmm. And I made him watch trailers, and now he wants to buy an Xbox by the end of the week. So
you sold an Xbox.
I may have.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. The story's better this time around too, I think. Like I haven't seen it to completion yet, but it's more interesting. Good. Lots of stuff to see.
All right. Well, it's coming out Friday. So by the time, well, soon after people are hearing this, I guess the day after, that this thing comes out. Very cool. I ordered mine, but I might have to order from somewhere else because it might not come fast enough.
It's insane that this game is out now, though. Like this time of year is a terrible time for this game to come out because it's just such a time suck. Like you're gonna
they're trying to cock block all the other games.
They might do it. I don't know. It's gonna suck up a lot of time, and it's really good.
Excellent. All right.
A little bit of bugginess still, though. I've had two hard freezes, and I have a quest that's glitched that I can't progress on. It's not a main or side quest. It's a miscellaneous quest.
Well, I think they patched the shit out of the last one, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping they've already released one patch for this.
Okay.
So I'm sure they're working on it.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, cool. Well, I'm excited. What else we got this week?
You've been playing Modern Warfare 3. I hear that's selling well.
that's a popular game tape. Yeah, I got it yesterday. I played about just under an hour of the single player. Do you remember the part that we saw at E3, the New York part with
the scuba diving?
The scuba diving, yeah, that whole scene. That's the first thing that you do in the game. And remember that it looked. Do you remember it looked really awesome when we saw it at E3?
Mm-hmm.
Still looks really awesome. It's still a lot of fun. It's pretty.
How's the swimming?
Swimming is fine. You're not swimming. You have that little, you know, personal submarine that pulls you along. It's one of those. It's basically a big Michael Bay movie game. I was sitting on the couch with Mrs. Cheapy, and she was, you know, looking at the iPad or whatever. And I, every 5 seconds, I keep yelling out, "Look at this! Look at this! Look at this! Look! Look at that sub!" I mean, it's really impressive. I mean, obviously, it's more Call of Duty, and if you are not interested in more Call of Duty, then there's no reason why you should check this game out. But if you like what you saw in the last ones, seems like they're taking it to the next level from what I've seen so far.
There's been a lot of hate for this game.
I don't understand it. And it's just people who are tired of this type of game, which is fine. I understand that. So if you don't like this type of game, then don't get it. You're not. It's not for you.
It's almost not Call of Duty's fault either. Like, I realize they put one out every year, but it's that there's so many bad copycats is the reason we're getting tired of it, I think.
Well, I think, you know what it is that people take review scores so seriously, and even so we see it a lot with games that we like, you know, or that people like. So they see Zelda Twilight Princess gets an 8.8 from Jeff Gerstmann on GameSpot, and it causes, you know, internet rage like, you know, you've never seen before. But then you see it the other way, like this, where a game that you don't like gets a good score. And the same thing happens. It's that's even more crazy than thinking that 8.8 is a bad review. Like, why would you, a game that you're not interested in gets a high score? How does that affect you in the slightest? That's completely irrational. Even more so than, you know, when a game that you like gets a score that you think is too low. I mean, it's just insane. And you read the comments on the joystick review, which they gave it I forgot what they gave it, 4.5 stars out of 5. It was a very positive review. And all the comments are, well, I can't believe Activision, you know, paid for this review. You know, insane thing. Like, you know, joystick won't even let Activision pay their way to the review event. Joystick, the AOL pays for to send the writers over there because it's against their editorial policy to accept any type of paid anything. So, I mean, it's crazy. Like, do these people really think that? Or are they just so insane with rage that they just, you know, vomit onto the keyboard and then that's, you know, appears on the site as a comment? I mean, it's pretty crazy. But the game is, you know, it's a very high quality game from what I've played so far. I've played some of the multiplayer as well, and you know they've made a few changes. I guess one of the big changes is you get these kill streaks, and then you unlock what do they call them? You unlock the missile strikes and all that shit. Well, now they have different packages that you can choose, and they, you know, they're sort of different categories of what you earn. And one of them, the support one, you don't even need to string together your kills, you know, before, without dying. You can continue after you die, which is obviously the one that I take because I do a lot of dying. But I don't know. I've been enjoying it so far. I don't know, really know what else to say. I tried the you know, they have this Elite, Call of Duty Elite, which is, it's free, but there are paid aspects to it, which include sort of a season pass type of deal, but it doesn't work at all. And I just cannot comprehend how a game this big that makes so much money can have a major feature of the game just completely dead on arrival. I mean, I understand, like, if you go to Cheap Ass Gamer and the shit doesn't work, okay, that's because, you know, we're Cheap Ass Gamer. But how many billions of dollars does Call of Duty generate to not have this shit working on day one? And they didn't they do a beta test with Black Ops? So I don't understand.
Black Ops and Modern Warfare have nothing to do with each other.
What do you mean?
It's two different, they're made by two different houses.
No, I know. But the elite platform, this, you know, the social stat tracking platform, is made by one, you know, is the same group, and they beta tested it, and it does not work. You cannot use it. It does not work. It does not load. I just don't understand how that happens. But
I don't know. any of those where I have to go to a PC or whatever and look up my stat, like, I have no interest in any
iPhone app.
I don't have any interest. If I'm going to, like, I'm not the kind of person who's going to look at my stats unless I'm playing the game.
I like to see my 0.5 kill death ratio in as big a font as possible on as many platforms as possible. I
hope that dream comes true. I hope they can fix it.
Yeah.
I got the Harden edition in today. Do you know what that is? What is that?
Yes, you get Elite for free.
Oh, great.
Perfect. You should give me the code for that immediately.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to use Elite. What's Elite? Oh. Right. I can tell you what my Modern Warfare experience is going to be.
I can tell you what it is. I can tell you what it is too. You're going to play the single player campaign and never touch it again.
Exactly.
And I heard Jeff Gerstmann said on the Giant Bombcast that it took him 4 hours and 45 minutes to complete the single player.
Perfect.
So yeah.
So Shipwreck really likes it. Well, make sure you give me all those codes. You got the Xbox.
I like
right?
the solo on Modern Warfare.
It's I'm great. Just not a, I'm not. Oh, a you'll fan. Like it. Oh, dude, yeah. Wait till you see the first level. It's like, it's, well, you saw it already, so you know it's insane. It's almost too bad that we saw it already. But you know what? It didn't even really affect the awesomeness. I was still trying to get my wife to look, and she was still pretending to look. So we really, really worked out. What else we got this week?
I played Super Mario 3D Land. That's the name of that thing. It's yes, a terrible it is. Name.
Mm-hmm.
That game's really good too. Like, there's a lot of great games coming out, and that's going to sell some 3DSs, I believe. There's
when
one.
You hear that, when you hear that sound, that means a 3DS has been sold.
Mm-hmm. So Super Mario 3D Land is like kind of a mixture of Super Mario Brothers 3 and Super Mario 64, I would say. Everything's very inspired by Super Mario 3, but he kind of moves around in the slow manner that he did in 64. The way the game is set up, it's like classic 2D Mario as far as the level structure. So you have 5 stages in level 1, and then you fight a boss, and then you go on to level 2. So it's very like short bite-sized levels. They're like 2 or 3 minutes to complete. And at the beginning of the game, it's really easy, and kind of the slow Mario is kind of a bummer. Like I get why they have to do that, because every Mario game could be picked up by somebody who has never played a Mario game before. Like, that's just the type of franchise it is. But people who have played these type of games, I played through the whole thing in about 4.5 hours, I think.
All right.
Getting most of, like, they have the 3 hidden coins in each level. And I got most of those coins the first time through. And I played through the whole game, and I'm like, it was fun. It's cute. It definitely hits a lot of fan service stuff. Like, if you're a Mario fan, it's adorable to see a Goomba running around with a Tanuki tail. Like, I know that does nothing for you. Exactly,
no.
GP. Nothing for you.
My heart is melting. My heart is melting.
Exactly. For me, it makes me smile. It's funny.
I mean, anger rising. No. How's the 3D?
The 3D is good. It doesn't really come into play too much in the gameplay, but it looks nice. You can
did
make
you
it
use
either.
It?
What?
Did you use it throughout?
Yeah, I had it turned all the way up the whole time. I played. You can actually make it look like it's going into the screen or coming out of the screen just
cool.
by pressing the D-pad.
Oh, interesting.
So it looks really nice. The levels are really well designed. The thing is, I'm gonna break the embargo here a little bit, because the embargo is really weird on this game. Like, you could put out a review already. That's not a problem.
But
you have to wait till Sunday to talk about the parts of the game that are good.
Okay, everybody, don't listen to this part until Sunday. Okay, fast forward until Sunday.
I'll hold my ears.
So after you beat the 8 levels of the standard game, then it opens up the second kind of like remix version of the game. And these are great. Like, they have all these unique little like tasks in them. Like, they'll start you off with 30 seconds to get to the end of the level. And as you go through the level, you have to pick up more time icons.
I've never seen that before in a video game.
Well, but it's good.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Sorry. You'll have like levels where you have to outrun like a shadow of yourself to get to the end. Lots of creative stuff that was missing from like the first, like what I consider the first half of the game, which is the core game.
Right. The actual game.
Yeah. So there's all this stuff that's really good, but you kind of have to play through the good but not great like first 8 levels first.
Okay. Interesting.
So,
and you can't mention that in the reviews? So those are not mentioned in the reviews?
You can't you can't mention anything after level 8.
Why?
Or you can't go into detail on anything.
Why?
I have no idea. Not till Sunday.
What's the why? Wombat, why would they? You're an expert on embargoes. Why would they implement
I'm an
that?
Expert. I'm not an expert on anything.
I mean, that makes no sense to me. It seems like a very good selling point for the game. Why would you have to hold that back? They're PRing it.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a little too much there.
So if you read a lot of the reviews that came out today, I'm going to hold mine till – I basically had mine written, but I'm just going to hold it till Sunday.
Sure.
Because a lot of the articles or reviews that came out today or the day before, they kind of dance around what
Something
happens
at some point in the game that you're going to like that I can't tell you about.
At least it's something good that you can't talk about.
I guess. What else we have this week?
Oh my gosh, there's so much.
The Metal Gear Solid HD collection.
Anyone picking that up?
No.
Not with Skyrim coming out.
With Skyrim coming out, but you know, there are people that are listening that are probably very interested in it.
Not me. Okay, what else? I tried the Burger Time World Tour. Was that this week or last week?
That was last week.
Oh. Ty seemed
to really didn't do a show, so.
Right. Ty liked it. I didn't buy it. I just got the trial.
I have a code for it. Maybe I'll give it away to someone.
I sent it to Shipwreck.
Yeah. I have one. It's in my inbox.
Ty really liked the pickle in the game, and he woke up this morning, and he just kept saying pickle over and over again. And then pickle papa. He really liked watching the cutscene that starts off the game where the chef is waking up, his alarm clock goes off, and he gets dressed. He kept making me show that to him over and over again. He's like,
I could see that.
I don't know. It wasn't that, I don't know. It didn't really do it for me, but you can check out the demo, I guess. Anything else?
There's like a billion Kinect games that came out.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about
that. I don't know if you've been in your local Target lately, Wombat.
I have.
Their Kinect section is getting rather large. They have these little end caps in Target that are kind of weird. Like they're probably about 3 foot by 3 foot squares that are on the ends.
Yeah, that's about right. Yep.
Yeah. For some reason, I don't understand quite the logic there, but I guess it gives more prime real estate to everything.
Because Microsoft is paying them to do that?
Well, it's just the way they have their store set up now. But that whole thing is pretty much full of Kinect games now, at least at my local Target.
It's pretty much is for me. I was there when they were doing the buy two get one sale, and it was pretty much all Kinect.
Yeah, there's so many games. Like there's probably in this list here that we're not going to read.
Right.
There's probably
Black Eyed Peas Experience.
Yeah, Black Eyed Peas Experience. That's a Kinect game. Your Shape Fitness Evolved 2012. That's a Kinect game.
I thought we're not reading them.
We're not. These are off the top of my head.
Oh.
Self Defense Training and Camp. That's one.
What's Sledgehammer?
I don't know, but that better be a Kinect game.
Someone's gonna get hurt.
Let's cheer.
All right, let's move on to something else, I guess. How about a word from our sponsor, Wombat?
Sure. Hey, are you like me?
No.
Do you love books but are unable to read?
Wait, you're unable to read?
Unable. I can read. I just don't have the ability to do it.
Unwilling.
Maybe. Unwilling. If you're like me and have similar issues, do I have the product for you? No more messes on the kitchen floor when you go to www.audibletrial.com/cadcast. Now you can listen to all your books. Right. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Personally recommend an audiobook of your choice available on audible.com.
You're not supposed to read that part.
Nope.
You're supposed to tell people to get the Steve Jobs one.
Yes, you could definitely get the Steve Jobs book. Someone also mentioned, you talk amongst yourselves for a second. Someone mentioned a good one.
Oh my gosh, there's a big spider crawling up my leg.
Oh my God! Make sure he bites you.
Okay.
Superpowers.
Let me see if I can take a picture.
Spider leg, spider leg. There's a spider, really? Spider on my leg.
Spider leg?
I don't know. Ty likes to sing the Spider-Man song. I'm reading a new book called, it was recommended to me by Ben Gilbert from Joystick. It's called Nothing to Envy, Ordinary Lives in North Korea. If you want to feel better about your life, that is a good book to read. Because people in North Korea, they don't even have food. They put up billboards. The government puts up billboards that literally say, let's eat two meals a day. You know, it's just like their shit is not going well there.
Zach Manman on Twitter signed up for Audible to get Go to the Fuck to Sleep as read by Samuel L. Jackson.
So they have that in audio?
They have that on Audible. Anyway. Yeah.
All right. Very nice. Very there nice. You go. Well, okay. So audibletrial.com/cadcast.
Spiders.
Let's move on.
I got a picture of Freckles, a spider, and some red leg hair.
And I just vomited a little bit in my mouth.
From the red leg hair?
Yeah.
Comment? Speaking of spiders, we're going to another onsen this week, but I think it's cool. There won't be any spiders there. I've made sure. I put in my request for no spiders. Let's move on here to what? Contests. We have a couple of contests we should mention, and you can get to them via the contests link on the front page of Cheap Ass Gamer in the navigation bar. We are giving away a Rocksteady signed copy of Batman Arkham City, thanks to Blockbuster Video, and an iPod Touch from Pixel and Texel, who have an iPhone game called Farah, which you can check out. So definitely give those a look-see. Let's move on. Multi-platforming, Wombat's news and stuff. Oh, here's some questions from Skyrim from our listeners. Xcast wants each of us to guess how many hours we're going to put in to Skyrim.
Well, I put 300 hours into Oblivion. I'm not even kidding, which is even sadder, I guess. I don't know. So who knows? Maybe it'll be the only thing I play this year.
Yeah. Okay. I would say I'm going to guess 50. Shipwreck?
That's it? 50?
This sounds like the scene in Willy Wonka when they ask all the kids in the school how many Willy Wonka bars they're going to buy.
One? Just one?
100. Okay, no, not 100. One. Right. I can't do one.
I'm guessing, I don't know, 150 or so? There's a lot of stuff to see and do. A lot of stuff to kill. A lot of stuff to pick up and then go back to town when I carry too much and then stick it in my house.
Gotcha.
You can get married in this game.
Nice.
I haven't done that yet, but
it's
an option.
Excellent, excellent. Let's move on here. What else we got here? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Should we talk about Batman? We both finished Batman Arkham City.
We did both finish Batman Arkham City. What did you think?
I liked it. I liked the story in the game. Apart from the obvious issues, like it doesn't make any sense for them to have an Arkham City in the first place. Why would you take all the super criminals and put them in a big
city? The real question is because it's Batman.
But that wouldn't even happen in the comics, right? Isn't that too silly for the comics?
Not necessarily. When there was an earthquake that did tremendous damage to Gotham City, they just closed all the bridges and declared it a state of emergency and not part of the United States anymore, which was similar to an Arkham City situation.
Which makes no sense whatsoever.
No, but it made for an awesome comic book. And actually...
it made for a good game, an awesome game,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, better than the No Man's Land graphic novel, which is, I think, 4 or 5 chapters. I have all of them. Right. The novel that was written by Greg Rucka is actually really good also. I highly recommend the Batman No Man's Land novel version.
Is that on Audible?
I don't know. No, it's not, because we searched Batman once, but I wish it was. I would actually buy that. That's a really good book, though. I recommend reading it.
I don't know if I could get behind a novel about Batman.
It's really interesting, because it does a really, Greg Rucka is a very good writer to begin with, And he does a very good job of painting the Joker as being more sinister than... Well, he's a very sinister character to begin with, but he does a very good job of painting the Joker as being very scary and worth the fright.
And no pictures.
No pictures.
But anyway, the game, though. I enjoyed the game a lot. I like the story. I like the, you know, the end game, so to speak. I enjoyed them.
I felt the end was a little abrupt.
The story isn't very long.
No, it's not.
It didn't seem that long. At least it didn't seem that way. I mean, I haven't looked at my actual game clock.
22 hours is what I clocked in at.
Well, that's pretty good.
It's definitely
a lot
of
the challenges.
I did a lot of the side missions, not a ton of the challenges.
Okay. Yeah. I did 16 hours.
So there you go.
But
I have a handful more achievements than you.
Yeah, I need to. I wish they just released the costumes now, because I have a feeling I'm interested in playing it with the other costumes now that I finished it, but I don't think I'm going to be interested in December when the costumes come out. And I probably just would have bought everything if they just charged $10 for, you know, all the costumes and the Robin shit. Or is there a separate Robin and Nightwing thing?
Robin and Nightwing are two separate things, and you can't play as them in the main game. You can only play as them in the challenge rooms.
Oh, I don't care about that shit.
No, I know you don't. That's what I'm telling you.
Right. I enjoyed it, but I think, and someone brought this up in the CAG bag. I don't even know if I included it on here, but basically, these sequels, even though they're still excellent games, they do lose a lot of their magic because you've seen them before. Oh, here it is, right here. I have it right on the page. Chad Austin, one, wrote in, did Batman Arkham City and Uncharted 3 satisfy you the same way that the previous games did? I like them, but the wonder and freshness was absent. And I guess that's really my biggest criticism for Batman.
Definitely, and I don't disagree with you. I think there was something about when you first played Arkham Asylum, it was, oh my god, I've never played such a great Batman game before. And when you play Arkham City, it's like, this is great, I'm playing another great Batman game.
Exactly.
It's not a bad thing, but no, you can't recreate your first Christmas.
Right.
So,
especially when you're Jewish.
Especially when you're Jewish. But you understand what I mean.
Yes, the reference. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean that it's not a bad thing. It's amazing that they were able to create that first game, and they have to build on that. They have to make another Batman. Will the third Rocksteady game be a Batman game? I'd love to see what else they could do. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see, a full-on Justice League game, but...
I would definitely recommend it at, you know... The problem is, I mean, it's so good. It's such a quality game. I wouldn't feel bad if I recommended somebody buy it at full price. You know, it's one of those types of games. But most people just play through it once and they'll be done with it. So
yeah, I don't think I would play through it again. It's definitely worth the first playthrough.
And there is a new game plus mode.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel like there was just one gadget too many though?
You read that review, right, on Grantland about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where he talks about, I felt like I had a PhD in Batman gadgets by the time I finished the game.
There's like five gadgets too many.
Yeah, and like I don't really need these all of them. I didn't even pick up some of them. I know there's some side missions that you get.
That was the only thing I filled up, was getting every gadget, like of all of his upgrades. Well, that's not true. I filled up all his armor, but I got all the gadgets. So by the end of the game, I had like 30 gadgets. Like four different versions of Batarangs.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, everyone should grab the game at some point. Even you, Shipwreck. It's really good. And you know what?
I have Skyrim.
I know. I understand. I tried the 3D. The 3D is pretty good in this. It doesn't have any of the ghosting problems that I've seen in other games. And speaking of 3D, no 3D in Modern Warfare 3. The last one had it. This one doesn't.
Well, one is the Treyarch and one is Infinity Ward.
Well, whatever.
Well, that's the reason you asked. I'll give you an answer.
I don't know if that's the reason.
Shipwreck, you're the expert.
How does he know the reason?
Because he's an expert.
I played something in 3D.
See?
What's that? Mario.
Oh, well, that, but on a big TV.
What?
I played the House of the Dead Overkill, the director's cut.
At your friend's house.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet in 3D. Because everything's coming at you through small hallways.
Yeah.
And the camera's whipping around a bunch, and it looks really good. They made that game more vulgar, too, this time around.
Fucking A.
Pretty incredible.
All right, let's move on here. Let's skip this shit. Let's move on to Uncharted 3. I got Uncharted 3.
That's a video game.
You guys don't have it, though.
No.
Even you, Ship? No Uncharted 3?
I'm going to get it. I really want to play it, but Skyrim.
What did you just erase off the outline?
House of the Dead. We just talked it.
Oh, okay. That was distracting. I was like, wait a minute. Was that something I was going to talk about? That's the problem when you use Google Docs in real time. You can see everybody's cursors moving around. It can be distracting. Don't do it. Uncharted 3. I really like the story stuff so far. You get to see how Drake met his good pal Sully.
Is it Subway, right?
It's yes. Yes, Drake was stealing a sandwich and Sully caught him. All that stuff is really well done. Unfortunately, there seems to be a problem with the aiming in the single player. And there's a video, actually, where a guy holds up the controller to the screen and while he's playing to demonstrate the input lag on the controller, and he does it with both Uncharted 2 and Uncharted 3, and times it. He films it in like 60 frames per second so he can do it in slow motion, and he times the lag, the input lag, and it's Uncharted 2 is twice as laggy as, I'm sorry, Uncharted 3 is twice as laggy as Uncharted 2. And I'm sure that's not a very scientific measuring.
It's pretty dorky, though.
It's super dorky, but you know, and there was a big thread on NeoGAF about it, and the Naughty Dog team actually invited guys from NeoGAF to come down to try to help them fix the issue.
Do they understand what NeoGAF is?
A bunch of people complaining on a forum. Yeah, they do. They obviously see that there is an issue there, and apparently there's a patch coming out to fix it. So I've had trouble.
Wait. What would the NeoGAF guys tell the Naughty Dog guys?
Like, I don't know.
Don't you think Naughty Dog went, oh yeah, we'll just fix this?
I don't know.
It makes for a good story.
You can read it on the... Well, it doesn't make... I don't know how good it makes Naughty Dog look that they released the game that is, they're basically admitting is, if not to say broken, not as good as it should have been. But there's a thread out on NeoGAF. You could Google it and find it. If you look up like Uncharted 3 aiming issues, I think you'll find it. I stopped playing the single player because I'm just going to wait for the patch. And I played some of the multiplayer. And, you know, it's well done, but, you know, the graphics seem to take a hit in the multiplayer, and I know that's, like, one of the biggest draws of the game, because the graphics are amazing in Uncharted. It looks, you know, it's so colorful. The art style is amazing. But I'm going to wait. I'm just going to wait until Patch City comes to town. But, yeah, so there you go. And there's certainly plenty of other games to occupy our time. This I thought was pretty interesting while we're on Sony. So on PlayStation Network, EA has released Fight Night Champion, just the single player portion of the game, for $5. And then they're going to go ahead and release the other modes. I guess, I don't know if it's $5. I guess maybe, but like the, you know, the online mode, the
ability to use your left arm.
Right. The ability to see a legacy mode, fight now, and online play are the other ones. But I think that's pretty interesting to give people a taste, a big taste of the game for, you know, $5. I think most people will agree that they're willing to buy pretty much anything for $5. So I think that's a pretty interesting strategy, and I'm curious to see how it works out. And I also think that Michael Pachter predicted this several years ago. This, because this sounds very familiar to me. He didn't say Fight Night is going to come out, but I think he did say EA.
That would be pretty awesome, though, if he did.
That would be. But I really think he said EA was going to do it. I don't know. Someone's going to look that up. That's not me. But I don't know. I thought that was pretty interesting, and I might buy that if I didn't have Skyrim coming in a day.
Well, before we jump ahead and it gets buried.
Yes.
Last week I went to meet up with the guys from Auto Club Revolution, and they gave me a live demo of their game, Auto Club Revolution.
Okay.
You could check it out. It's a PC game, and if you're interested, it's a lot like Forza. It has licensed cars and licensed tracks. It's on the PC, and it's free to play. It's at autoclubrevolution.com. It's in beta right now, and I actually do have a whole bunch of beta keys. So if you're legitimately interested, mention it in the show thread, and I'll...
Well, why don't they just PM you? Or email you?
Because I don't want 100 PMs.
Why don't they just call you?
Yeah. Wombat's phone number, 516...
Exactly. Just mention it, because if you're legitimately interested, they're actually, you know, they're really nice people, and they're more than happy to set up things for, you know, like a keg room and whatnot. It has a very large community aspect to it. All the car building and designing is done within a web browser, and the actual racing is done in an actual application. Exactly.
Where did they take you for lunch?
We brought in Chinese food. It was at the Sandbox. Oh.
That's not very exciting.
It was excellent. I had a spicy beef. It was really good.
Oh, was it from like some famous place or something?
Yeah, it was fancy Chinese food.
Oh, fancy.
Fancy Chinese food.
Which place?
Chef Fu's, I believe.
Oh, is that the one on 3rd Avenue? Lexington?
No, it's not. It's
3rd.
No, it's on 8th.
Oh, down.
8th, yeah. 8th Avenue.
Gotcha.
Well, anyway.
This game's done by Eutechnics.
Yes.
Huh.
You know them?
Yeah, they did this year's NASCAR game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a long history with car games. The game looks great. It appears to be very, you know, it's very well made from what I've seen. And like I said, it's still very much in beta, but they're really, you know, they're really putting a lot behind it, and the entire thing is free to play. So it's worth giving it, you know, you don't have anything to lose by checking it out, really. But right. It was very nice, and I recommend, if you're interested in driving games and you have a decent PC, go check it out.
Excellent.
Yeah. By all means, and tell them Wombat sent you.
Tell them Wombat Spicy Beef sent you.
Wombat Spicy Beef.
So I wanted to see what you thought of this new feature that's coming to Xbox.com. So you know there's a new dashboard update coming this fall. And they're adding this thing to their website. They're redoing the website, and they're adding this thing called beacons. So you can basically tell people, it's a fancy way, I guess, of telling people what you want to play and when you're available to play. I don't know. No one's going to use this shit, are they? So you think you really see yourself going to Xbox.com and saying, okay, I'm available to play Modern Warfare 3 at 9 p.m. Wombat's going to put a beacon on saying, I'll be playing Skyrim by myself.
Leave me alone.
Don't message me. Please. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I don't even know why I mentioned it. Who gives a shit? We'll see. What I am interested in is this new Alan Wake game. So it looks like there's going to be a new Alan Wake game, and it's going to be a downloadable game, downloadable only. And he wears a carpenter outfit. He looks like the guy from what's that comedy about the carpenter?
The Bible?
The guy who crashed.
Dinosaurs? Was the dinosaur dad from Dinosaurs a carpenter?
The comedian, Tim Allen, guy. He looks like Tim Allen in this picture. But I don't know. I love Alan Wake. I want more Alan Wake. I don't care if it's downloadable, uploadable in a disc, in a box with a fox in a tree on a train. I don't care. I want it. I like it. Although I never finished all the DLC, actually. So maybe I don't want it all that much. But I feel like I do. Let's skip all the rest. Should we talk about the Xbox rumor for the new console? I mean,
there's going to be another Xbox.
It's going to run.
Newsflash.
It's going to run on software of some sort.
Newsflash, they're going to make another Xbox.
It's going to come out in either 2012, 2013, or 2013, most likely. And it will use either Windows 8 or Windows 9 or Windows 10.
Isn't really the most important question that we need to be asking about the new Xbox is it going to work?
They won't fuck that up again.
You don't think so?
No way.
They kind of did twice.
It caught. Well, how'd the other one get fucked up?
The other one broke all the time. There were lots of problems. Didn't they change the drives on that? There were two different disk drives.
Oh, right. Was it? But it wasn't that for to fight piracy or no?
No. Well, it was because one was lousy. My disk tray stopped closing after a while. I had to pull it open and close it manually.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to let that happen again.
You wouldn't think they would let that happen.
Saints Row is sending out so much stuff. They're spending so much money. THQ is spending so much money on this game. I mean, everything in my Twitter screen revolves around what presents game writers are getting from THQ. Here's a thing of whiskey. What's a Black Label? Is that whiskey?
I don't even know.
Johnny
it
Walker?
Says Johnny Gat. Johnny. Yeah, it says Johnny Gat Purple Label.
That's cute.
Yeah. And it's like a million. I mean, God, they're spending so much money on the marketing. But the game's supposed to be awesome. Coming out next week.
Yep.
What else we got here? Everybody was very kind, by the way, when I mentioned that the iPhone 4S battery was having trouble. I got a lot of emails from people telling with like possible fixes. So thank you for that. But Apple has acknowledged that there is a problem and they are releasing a patch. So I'm hanging in there and I'm waiting for the new Gmail app. I keep checking for that every day. Some Cagbag, Wombat. I think you're ready for some Cagbag.
I'm always ready for some Cagbag. And always ready for sleep.
Yes, I know. Let's see here. Let's get them. Okay, this one I thought was really weird. Digital Disco writes in, and he says, I know you've talked about your site being co-opted by lazy game journalists reposting references to game deals you've uncovered without linking back to you, but Joystick really takes the cake. What do you think about, and he goes, Cheapy, what do you think about Richard Mitchell posting a story about your YouTube unboxing video for Uncharted 3? No link to your YouTube channel, no link to Cheap Ass Gamer. Does this sort of stuff get your dander off, or do you brush it off as part of the course? No, I was happy to see that. Why wouldn't I made a video and they embedded it on their site. What more should they be doing? I mean, I make the video to get, because I want people to watch it. I mean,
and it's your YouTube video. It's not like it's
it's not like what... Do you remember... Was it Kotaku? It was Gizmodo. Now, if you want to talk about something that pissed me off, what was the video? I unboxed something. It was some stupid video. Gizmodo didn't take the YouTube video and embed it on their site. They used something to download the video off of YouTube. And then they put it up on their own... You know, they hosted it themselves.
Yeah. Wow. Why would they do that?
No. First, before doing that, then they edited out the, at the end of the video, I put in, please visit Cheap Ass Gamer. Yeah, they edited that out.
Did they stick pre-roll on it, too, to make a couple of bucks on it?
They probably did. I don't know. I usually don't see those because I'm outside of the United States. But I complained immediately and they fixed it. But. I mean, and on what planet is that acceptable?
That takes effort. That's what's so crazy. Like, minimal effort.
Yeah, they had to. First of all, you can't just download videos from YouTube. You have to, get a program or some browser add-on to do it. Then they got to edit the video. And then they got to upload it to their site. I mean.
Then they have to encode it for their player. It's not that
crazy.
Easy. Yeah.
It's Yeah, but to answer this guy's question, no, I didn't even think of any of that stuff for a second. I was very happy and grateful for them to post it, and surprised. I didn't expect anyone to post that, and I wrote him a message thanking him. Let's see, when we talked about this one, well, I Want to Die. Do you guys
I'm sorry.
Think? No, that's the guy's name.
Oh, who's on first?
Do you guys think we will see? There goes that no joke, serious one.
No, I'm serious. I need to know who is on first.
Do you guys think we will see more Skylander?
But you laughed at it, so
Wombat, I think you're funny, Wombat.
I know you do.
Do you guys think we will see more Skylander type of game action figure tech? in the future. Something like Skyrim figures you could buy to unlock in-game characters. Maybe they could take it further and allow you to buy additional gear for your figure that would show up in the game. If you are struggling, instead of grinding to level up, which some people hate, you could go buy a super level 19 Dark Charm sword to stick in your figure's hand, and bam, shows up in the game. And imagine if Wombat's kid got a hold of his ultra-leveled up Skyrim action figure and it ended up in the toilet, losing all his progress.
Well, Activision is definitely going to do more with Skylanders. You know, I put this on the outline, we didn't talk about it, but Activision is raising their 2011 financial outlook due to the stronger-than-expected consumer response to Skylanders. It raised their revenue outlook from $4.18 billion to $4.33 billion. So over $100 million in added revenue just from Skylanders.
Well, actually, that sounds more like more than they were expecting.
Yeah, so who knows how much...
So it's actually on top of whatever they were expecting.
For all we know, it could be $200, $300 million already expected to be earned from these toys, which is amazing. Yes.
I think we're going to see it again. I mean,
it's a great idea. It's a good product too. Like if they had put this out and the game sucked, like it would have been terrible. But
have you bought more figures since we last talked?
I think I might have gotten one more figure since we last talked, but okay. Skyrim came in.
Right, I understand.
Skylanders isn't quite on the level of Skyrim, but it's good. Like they're going to do this as long as they can make money off of it. And if they're making money off of it, they're going to keep milking it.
Yeah, my local Toys R Us, I was just there buying formula. They expanded the Skylander section to the video game section of the store, and it's the when you walk in point of sale section of the store.
Interesting. I think that we're gonna see it for the first like Marvel figures or some something that already puts out action figures.
Oh, definitely. I think
it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it just makes so much sense to make Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 be a Skylanders type game.
Yep. Let's see here.
They'd be foolish not to do that.
Dr. Strangeport writes in, discussion about games journaling was one of the best you had in a long time. The discussion you had certainly highlights the complexity of the issue. He says, I certainly follow game reviews, but these yahoos are only reviewing part of the game. I'm talking specifically about online. Reviewers typically know the online features, but really can't give an honest opinion about the online functionality because they aren't playing the game like we real gamers are. Two quick cases in point. You guys already talked about Battlefield 3 and its borked online, and the game is scoring in the mid-80s to low 90s. And another example, NBA 2K series, among the top or the top sports game for the last 3 years running, and 3 years of absolutely fucked up online play at launch. How can all these games with top scores pull that off when such a significant part of the experience is broken? It's fucking unbelievable. It's, in the race to get out the reviews, on release date, reviewers will forego the online aspects of the game.
Well, there's that. And if you get a game early and you're playing it online, most of these games work online when it doesn't have the huge server load.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no way for reviewers to tell that until the game actually comes out.
But Kotaku, I believe, waits a little while.
Oh, that's fine if that's what you want to do. The reason that we don't do it is just because I don't play that much online multiplayer. So right. I'll mention what features it has online, but I'm more interested in the solo experience or the co-op experience.
And when you're using a 5-point review scale, I don't think it's going to change the score that much. It's one thing if you're reviewing something out of 100.
Well, I think it also depends a lot on the game. Remember SOCOM? I mean, that game is pretty – that's an online
game.
It's
all online. Yeah, well, that's that you have to wait for sure. So, but a game like Battlefield where I think 90% of the people who are buying the game intend to play it online and really don't give a shit about the single player at all, that's an issue. That is an issue.
You should definitely –
That's why I haven't got my review out for that yet because I've finished the single player – and the single player is not very good.
And you don't care about the online, and you don't really...
Yeah, so now I'm going to have to play some of the online, because I know that's the big draw of it. But the big draw for me was the single player.
You need me to get the online and write that part.
Sure.
Then I would have to buy it and play it.
I'll play it with you online. Like, I like playing some online. No,
I'm going to get it. I've been watching it on Amazon Japan, just waiting for the price to drop.
And the NBA 2K series is really good.
Yeah, I've never
played it online.
They just removed the online from NBA 2K11.
Oh, did they?
Because the new one.
Yeah.
Even
though NBA 2K11 is one of the 10 best-selling games of this year.
Hmm. Wow.
Which is kind of
that really sucks.
That's kind of a dick move to do.
Dick. Totally dick move.
That is, the reason they're doing it, I'm sure, is because I'm sure they're worried about NBA 2K12 sales since there's no NBA season.
Right.
Very true.
All right, Shipwreck, here's a very important question for you. From Sashka. I know that you are an engineer, and I'm guessing you had to go through an excruciating amount of schooling. I'm pre-med and have started taking courses that are, well, not easy. Calculus-based physics and organic chemistry are major time consumers. Since Wombat answered the question of how you balance your gaming and your married social life today, I'm asking about how you balanced it back in the day, especially during your schooling years. Or did you just completely eliminate gaming from your daily routine?
I played a lot of Tony Hawk in college. a lot of Tony Hawk.
Right.
I don't know. Like, it's college. You got plenty of time to do everything.
I guess not if you're pre-med. You weren't pre-med.
I wasn't pre-med. My wife was pre-med, and she was definitely – she studied a lot more than I did.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm pretty self-taught, so, like, if I need to study something, I can get it done pretty quickly. But yeah, organic chemistry sucks. You shouldn't do that.
Right. You just quit.
Just play some Tony Hawk. you'll be better for it. Yes. You can unlock Spider-Man in that. It's great.
Yep.
It's really good.
And on a related note, Zach Man writes in, do you guys think a college degree is worth the time and effort?
Yeah, probably.
Just play Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk. Is your degree in Tony Hawk?
It depends if you want to be a garbage man or not. Do you like being a garbage man?
They make good money and have a pension.
I know. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying.
We may have listeners that are sanitation workers.
I am not knocking it in any way.
You elitist ivory tower douchebag.
I am reading a story to Ty right now called I Stink, and it's about a garbage truck. So there. Mm-hmm. And we enjoy it. Respect.
I didn't even know you could read.
But you're saying they stink.
No, the garbage truck. The garbage truck is telling
you. What do you have against sanitation workers?
I hate them.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough.
Right. I'll take it.
All right. Last question. Indifference writes in. He wants to know how much of a backlog we have from 2010 and 2009's fall gaming lineup. I have no backlog. I don't play. I only play the new games. That's how I roll. What about you guys? Ship?
2010 and 2009, I think I've pretty much got everything under control from the last 2 years.
Wombat, you don't go back and play stuff like that.
Now, the only thing I'd probably would really need to finish that I would want to would be Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Yeah. That's one game. It's not like, huge.
No, I think I finished everything from last fall.
I just picked up Dead Space 2. That would be the...
Oh, I should finish that, actually.
Yeah, that's 2011, but but I want to play that game before the year is out for obvious reasons. So,
by the way, does anyone else, speaking of Assassin's Creed, anyone else feel it's just too soon? Like, I am not ready. I played over 60 hours of Assassin's Creed and Brotherhood, and I loved it. I thought it was awesome, but I'm not ready. I watched the trailer and I'm like, I remember that. I played it a lot. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for that one.
I think they've kind of, like, I'd never finished Brotherhood either. But they kind of lost me. Like, I was really interested in where they were going with the story.
Got too confusing.
And then it just got too muddled. Like, it just seemed like they were just kind of like treading water.
Right.
And I wanted to see what happened next with Desmond and everything. And Brotherhood didn't really seem like it had a lot of that. I don't know. Well, I didn't play that much of it, but
hence the title Revelations. See, they're going to reveal the story.
That would be good. I'd be interested in it, but for some reason I can't get excited about it right now.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know why. It's too much. Skyrim.
Is it out now?
No.
Is it out now?
Yes.
Awesome. Gotta go.
Shipwreck it is. All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. Want to remind you to come and get your free 2-week trial of Audible, audibletrial.com/cadcast. You can grab that Steve Jobs book or
go the fuck to sleep
book or what? Yes. Yeah, that's a good one as well. And yeah, we will see you next week. I'll report back on my own send trip. And follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/GPD or wombat5277 or shipwreck. YouTube, youtube.com/GPD. I'm going to do more videos. People have requested me to do like vlogging. Do you know about the vlogging, Wombat?
Isn't that just you making a YouTube video?
Yes.
Yeah.
But more
don't
of like.
Don't you have to be like a fat girl crying about Twilight trailers to do a vlog every day?
Go ahead. So.
just no, checking in. Yeah.
You can just, I mean, basically talking about anything. So I think you should start doing that.
I'll add it to my to-do list.
It's very easy.
I know. And I have lots of time. I have tons of free time.
If you don't need a lot of time is what I'm saying. I know you're being sarcastic. Wanda.
I am not. Like I don't tell jokes anymore.
Right. You can do it right from your iMovie and it'll just upload it automatically to YouTube. The YouTube. So I'm going to this week I didn't do it. I did two videos last week. I'm going to try to do 2 to 3 videos a week. Mostly about nothing. Because you asked for it. Both of you asked for it. So you peoples. All right. That's it. We will see you next week. Later.
Bread's done.
What happened to your game as it seems somewhere along the way? You turned from doing good and so now evil's holding sway. Rhythm games and fitness games and even cooking sims.
What else are we to do?
Fight the fight in old Skyrim.
Skyrim?
Beyond the frozen tundra lies the homeland of the Nords, where radiant stories bloom and you can dual-wield magic and swords. Use perks to psychic fallout, defend the family that you've reared. Kill dragons just by shouting, you can even have a beard.
The game of life's a drag, it's filled with homework, filled with books. My job is lame and girls make fun of my less than stellar looks.
Damn it, boy, why do you heed such shallow mortal whims? There's a battle that needs your steel, my son, in the land of old Skyrim.